Scientists believe the problem was magnified by a fierce new predator who appeared on the scene competing for what scarce food did remain.
Orca, the killer whale, had made its appearance. And orcas, being pack hunters, were able to outmaneuver and outcompete Megalodon for the remaining food source. Gigantism comes with a price. It's fine as long as there's plenty of food. But as that food source begins to leave, being a giant is detrimental.
Scientists continue to search for evidence. The story is far from over with Megalodon. For some, a chilling thought remains. Megalodons could still roam our deep seas.
We're not even sure Carcharodon megalodon went extinct. They could still be out there in the deep waters. Less than 1% of the deep waters are even explored, and we're finding new life all the time. They could still be out there.
I would love to think Megalodon is out there. I think it's very unlikely. If we look at where the teeth are found, they tend to be found in coastal areas where you had very rich nutrient sources to produce a very complex food web. There's people that have speculated Megalodon may survive in the deep sea, but it's really not the type of body plan, the type of shark body plan that's adapted for deep sea.
I don't know if Megalodon still exists. Nobody knows. But I think it's wrong to just assume it doesn't exist because we haven't seen one. I mean, the oceans are just so vast and so unexplored. Megalodon could be living 2 to 3 miles down or as deep as the abyss, and we would never know it. Sharks don't have to surface and show us that telltale dorsal fin like in Jaws because we're around and to prove they exist. I mean, they go on inhabiting the oceans just like they have for millions and millions of years.
The vast majority of our deep seas remain unexplored and unknown. Experts estimate 80% of all species are yet to be discovered. Perhaps Megalodon is out there, strategically submerged in some dark abyss. A prehistoric warrior hanging by a thread in the silent seas.